The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. It's National Walk to Work Day, Tony. Did you walk to work?
I'm Tony Kornheiser. Yes, I walked right up the stairs from the living room. Sure I did.
Yeah.
Hurt my knee doing it, too.
You could have crawled all the way upstairs, you know?
I not only could have crawled, I could have crawled backwards and gotten up to you.
Yeah.
But I hurt my knee because it's a stressful commute for me. You know, I'm
an old
man.
That would have been about a 45-minute walk for me.
Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, two Final Fours, 1,173 potential transfers, and 10 shots on a single hole from Phil Mickelson. But we begin today with baseball pulling this year's All-Star game out of Georgia in protest of the state's new restrictive voting laws. Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred said in a statement, quote, "Major League Baseball fundamentally supports voting rights for all Americans and opposes restrictions to the ballot box," unquote. This has added significance because baseball has been planning to celebrate the memory of Braves great Hank Aaron during this year's festivities. Wilbon, what do you make of baseball's decision?
First of all, my reaction is not just good, great. The shut up and dribble crowd is a significant portion. Many in the state of Georgia have decided that people who look like me, black and brown people, shouldn't vote. And if it's okay, if you're gonna vote, we're gonna make it as difficult as we can for you to vote. And so this has been a struggle for a lot of people going on, Tony, renewed struggle. We saw that in the last election season, if you will. But it was most often led by basketball and people associated with basketball who mobilized the effort to vote. So for Major League Baseball to come up with this, this isn't not basketball, you know, initiated. For Major League Baseball to do this and for the commissioner to say, "I decided," which that statement says, it's going to come as a sort of remarkable feat for some people. And again, for the shut up and dribble crowd, I'm sure they'll be very angry that baseball got political. And we'll see that. But Tony, there's so many things to unpack here. You mentioned Henry Aaron. To me, this particular move honors Henry Aaron, and they can sort of bestow whatever else they want to bestow on him from any ballpark in the world. But this does honor to the great Henry Aaron. I'm glad to see it. And now I'm waiting to see what the pushback will be.
So it's interesting because I'm going to read from notes because this happened a little while ago and I didn't have all day to think about it. I didn't. So I'm going to consult notes a little bit. But one of the notes I took was that this was supposed to be an honor to Henry Aaron. And I wrote down, and I think Henry Aaron would be honored by what baseball did.
Yes.
I mean, I think he would, you know.
No question.
I think it needs to be said that if large organizations say, this is our pledge, this is what we believe in, then they have to act like this. This is the smart and responsible way to act. Now, it's possible. I mean, when baseball says, or if any sport says, we're with our players, we're with everybody, this is what you have to do. Down the road, there may be a corollary benefit for baseball because they're in a tough labor position, and maybe they can reach out to the players and say, we have your back. Help us out in this. We want this game to continue. The other part that I wanted to talk about is that for a long time in America, because there are no federal policies on certain things, states have their own policies, you could do what you wanted to do, and you could sort of hide. There's no hiding anymore. That doesn't work anymore.
It's a great
point,
Tony.
You have corporations coming out based in Georgia saying, we don't like this either. And this is not the first time. I know what you talked about with basketball, but the NBA in 2017 pulled the All-Star game out of Charlotte because of restricted laws against transgender people. And long before that, Mike, the NFL, which I know you think isn't in the forefront, but long before that, in 1993, the NFL pulled a Super Bowl out of Arizona because they didn't recognize the Martin Luther King holiday. So when sports does this, it may become controversial, but I think they do this because they say, we can't just pay lip service to what we're saying. We've got
Tony,
to do the deed as well.
You're right. You're absolutely right. And I'm talking about, again, the renewed struggle to continue to vote. People died for this right. This is not 1880, though some states want to move back to that time when you just shut up and stay over there and the rest of us, others of us that we approve of, will vote. And you, maybe not so much. That is what I'm talking about when I'm talking about basketball leading the movement, and not just the NBA, the WNBA at the forefront of it. And so, Tony, this is much more controversial than other moves. Even the removal of the Super Bowl from Arizona, where I sit today, for not celebrating the state holiday, did not celebrate Martin Luther King Day. Counties did. Maricopa County did, which is where Phoenix is, even though the state did not, and they still took the Super Bowl. Good. But this renewed fight, Tony, this is a much more serious fight to me than other things which are very worthy fighting for as well. But the right to vote, what is more fundamental, maybe the right to free speech, in a democracy than the right to vote? And they want to reduce that. That can't happen, and leagues cannot let that happen.
The country is based on a lot of premises, and some of them have to do with freedom of and freedom from religion and all things like that. But it is also... the spine of the country is the right to vote. And if you want to target certain candidates, you can. Now, it's also true that nothing goes out without consequences. You know, and there is pushback from either side on all sorts of issues. But in the ballot box is your biggest chance to change policy. It is. Yep.
Absolutely. We will move to conventional sports talk now. The Final Fours in college basketball this weekend. On the men's side, Gonzaga is the big favorite over UCLA, and Baylor is expected to handle Houston. On the women's side, most analysts have been picking UConn and Stanford over Arizona and South Carolina, respectively. Let's start with the men, Tone. The greatest moments of this tournament are usually the upsets. So if you had to pick one, which number one could you see going down, Gonzaga or Baylor?
Okay, so I think they're both going to advance. They were basically 1-2 for almost all the year, and they'd make a worthy final, and I'll think they're going to win. But the case that I will make is this, that if you're going to have an upset, this is a three-weekend tournament. Most of the upsets happen in the first game of the weekend, not the second, because you got 4 or 5 days to prepare for a team that you know. You have film on the team. You can put in an offense. You can put in a defense. You only have a day, usually, into the next round. If I had to pick one, it would not be UCLA over Gonzaga, because I think UCLA is an 11, Mike. I think they're really happy to be here, and I think it's okay. I'm not sure they even think they can beat Gonzaga. So that forces me to pick Houston in an intrastate battle over Baylor. And what I would say is they've got a great defense. Maybe that frustrates Baylor. They hold people down a very low percentage, relatively speaking, of scoring and field goals. And maybe they're angry, too, because teams like Baylor and Texas Tech and Texas get all the ink in Texas, and Houston gets nothing
because
they're not in
the
Big 12. They're not in the Big 12.
Yeah, Tony, I feel the same way you do there. I don't see Gonzaga. Gonzaga looks like, I mean, they look like a powerhouse in any year. I mean, I know some people want to put an asterisk by this year, but the more I watch Gonzaga, and I didn't really start watching Gonzaga until the end of February, the more you just look at them and say, my God, they have pros. They have responsible, mature pros, future pros, on that team, and they're not losing. I just can't see them losing, and I can see exactly what you said with Houston, but I'm picking Baylor. I'm not going against those two. Tony, on the women's side, though, and I'm not going against South Carolina, who you know I've said for weeks I think South Carolina will win the whole thing. I'm just going to say this. UConn, picking against UConn is crazy. I normally don't do it. But Arizona has a young woman, Ari McDonald, who is not only the defensive ace, not just of the school, but of the conference, the Pac-12. And is she going to shut down Paige Beckers? Perhaps not. But she can make it difficult enough that UConn has to resort to something else other than Paige Beckers simply dominating play. So maybe there's a door open, a jar at least, for Arizona over UConn. Maybe.
I'm not gonna bet against UConn either. And the women's tournament goes to seeding form more than the men's.
Much
more often.
Arizona's
a three. And UConn is a one. The one thing I'll say about Arizona is this. They were left out of the hype video. There's four teams left. Three of them are in it. Arizona ain't in it. And they said to Arizona, oh, it wasn't intentional. Really? It seems intentional to me. So if they have any chance to win, they're going to win on revenge. They're going to do that.
Anger directed at the NCAA. So Tony, can the NCAA, in the context of women's basketball, be any more stupid, mean, incompetent, dumb, anything you want to attack the NCAA, whatever name you want to use to do it, it's justified. Because you start by, oh, wait, we left out a whole gymnasium, and then we left one of four teams out. We can't count to four? Unbelievable. It really is.
Let's talk about one of the underlying issues that may have led to Roy Williams leaving the University of North Carolina. Old Roy was said to be upset with the liberal transfer rule, particularly the transfer of his big freshman, Walker Kessler. During the course of this season, a reported 1,173 players have entered the transfer portal. There are only 350 teams in D1. That's like five a team. Wilbon, are these wholesale transfers hurting college basketball or simply making it different?
Different, I think, Tony. I don't know if they're hurting it, and it's not like it's something every year. Part of what is driving this is the ability for kids to come back again next year, right? Even if they're seniors. And that's related, obviously, to the pandemic. And then there's this sort of a snowball, a domino effect, if you will, from there, Tony. You get a backup, you know, like the freeway, the 101 just outside of me here. You get a backup. And so that's what the NCAA basketball is struggling with now. Tony, I looked at the number a couple of days ago, and I thought it was like 600. I think I even said to you, wow, can you believe 600 kids are going to, you know, attempt to transfer? No, 1,100 kids are going to attempt to transfer. And what happens to some of them if nobody wants them in particular and they're trying to go back to the school they were just playing for? And that coach says, I'm sorry, I accepted another three or four kids from the transfer portal. I got no spot for you. So we don't know how this is going to work out. It's very different, though.
I think it's different, and I don't think it's harmful. I love the phrase, to enter the transfer portal, that you are teleported to a new place. Poof, you're in Nebraska. Look, I think this is very destabilizing. That doesn't mean I think it's bad. I think that coaches who've always planned, I'll play a kid a little this year, and I'll keep him next year and play him a lot.
Ooh.
There ain't no next year. There's only this year. Because if the kid doesn't like what's going on, he is going to leave. So it's hard on coaches in that way. But coaches, if they're smart, they'll recruit the people in the transfer portal. Because, Mike, I would take a kid who had 1 year in college over a kid who's not been, has been in high school. I would take that kid. It hurts small schools like my school, Binghamton. If we find a kid and that kid overperforms, some big school poaches him because the big fish eat the little fish. But by and large, this gives freedom to players, and so I am for it. I am. I'm for it.
And, Tony, there's always something new in college basketball. Coaches adjusted to one and done. Even Mike Krzyzewski, who didn't build his team that way, he got with the program and could win with one and done. You know, at one point, it was freshmen can't play. Then it was freshmen can play. Then it was let's consider not playing them again. There's always something. It's going to make next year different, though, Tony. I mean, I think this largely could be a one-off, and it's going to change next season for sure.
We'll see. Let's take a break. But coming up, Cody Bellinger hits a home run that only counts as a single. What's the word for that?
And what's the best way to describe how Phil Mickelson melted down on 18 yesterday in San Antonio?
I think the transfer thing, I really do think it makes it interesting because you got to really cultivate your program.
The Interruption is presented by Toyota. Let's go places.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%. Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting LectricEbikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.
Watching Pardon the Interruption, presented by Toyota.
The doctor is in. He's about to perform a wordectomy on Michael Wilbon. What's first?
Hey.
It's blank that Cody Bellinger received a single and an out instead of a home run yesterday.
It's insane. Let's review. Turner's on first base. Bellinger hits it out. Yes, the fielder goes up. Yes, the fielder gets his glove on the ball, but he doesn't hold it. It's out. It's a home run. Turner panics. He turns backwards. He passes Bellinger like two ships passing in the night, going the wrong way. They take away the home run. They give Bellinger a single and an RBI. They take away an RBI, a home run, and a run scored. What if he has incentive clauses, Wilbon? What if he misses by one because of the mistake that Turner made? It's not Bellinger's mistake. It's insane.
It's wrong. So we're going to agree. My word is wrong. I mean, if you want to penalize some, first of all, when the ball hits the glove and goes out of the ballpark, home run. That's all we should see. Home run from the umpire. That signal. And if anything, Turner is in error. Because I know you can say, well, the runner passed. I mean, the base runner went the other way. Like this is some silly Laurel and Hardy sitcom. Right. This is just
wrong.
That's
right. Wrong. We agree. What's next?
Watching Phil Mickelson card a 10 on the 18th hole yesterday was blank.
Like looking in a mirror. I do this all the time. I hit the ball in the water all the time. And then I chip badly and I land in the rocks and then I chip badly again and I can't get on the green. And you know what happens then? Then I put the ball in my pocket and I am bip sick. Ball in pocket, sitting in cart. Or I fluff up the lie a little bit, I get it on the green, I take a couple of putts, and then I say, give me a 7, because I'm not taking a 10. Give me a 7.
Yeah, you didn't take a 10. Tony, I just think this is Phil, at this point of his career, not being particularly fired up and concentrating on this stuff. He could go to the seniors all the time. And the seniors, Tony, are now called the champions. But for this exercise, my word is senior time. It's senior time for Phil. It is. Because at 50, whatever. Yeah. You know, Phil could dominate for 5 or 6 years the Champions Tour. That doesn't seem to excite him from what people out here are talking about. Senior time, that's all it is. Doesn't mean Phil's lost it because he hasn't.
By the way, he played the hole again today. He birdied it. He got a 4.
Birdied
that's
it. Well, there we have it. There we have it.
Doctor put on a clinic. Get it? Get it? I didn't really like that. Let's take one last break, but still to come. Baseball already postpones a series due to COVID. Mike.
It's not going to make Mr. Tony happy. Steve Young doesn't think the Niners can land the quarterback they want. Is he right?
So you say to Phil, how'd you get a 10? And he said, I sunk a 15.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/PTI. That's amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads. Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Interruption is presented by Toyota. Let's go places.
Happy time, people. Happy 70th birthday Sunday, John Hanna. Hanna's one of the greatest offensive guards of all time. He's in both the college and pro football halls of fame. Hanna was a 2-time All-American at Alabama for Bear Bryant Then he was drafted number 4 overall by New England, played his entire 13-year career there. Hanna was All-Pro 10 times. Wilbon, you'll love this. The last game Hanna ever played was the Super Bowl where the Bears destroyed the Patriots 46-10. People think of the New England Patriots now as Brady and Belichick. They see glamour and Super Bowls and hoodies and parades. The Patriots of John Hanna were an afterthought behind the Jets of Namath, the Dolphins of Shula, and eventually the Bills of Kelly. It's quite likely Hanna is the greatest player on New England before Brady.
It is, Tony. Remember when it must have been Paul Zimmerman who wrote that cover story for Sports Illustrated, John Hanna, the greatest offensive lineman ever? And I started thinking, since then, you've got people like Anthony Munoz, Orlando Pace, Larry Allen, Walter Jones, Jonathan Ogden, Bruce Matthews, but that game with the Bears didn't care who was across from them, led by MVP Richard Dent. They were going to crush them, including the great, and he was great, John Hanna.
Happy anniversary, Billy Donovan. On this day 14 years ago, Donovan's Florida Gators beat Ohio State for their second straight NCAA championship. They're the last team to go back-to-back. That team had Joakim Noah, Al Horford, and Corey Brewer. The year before, they beat UCLA. Donovan's a Long Island boy, St. Agnes High School, Rockville Center. He played for Rick Pitino at Providence, then coached under Pitino at Kentucky. Donovan's first head coaching job was at Marshall and then Florida. He's in the NBA now, and he may be one of those rare guys who succeeded in college and the pros. He did a good job at Oklahoma City, even as defections eroded his team. He's in Chicago now trying to make something work where it hasn't in a while. On a personal note, I can tell you how to get to St. Agnes off Sunrise Highway if you want.
Billy Donovan's team is struggling right now. I think the Bulls have lost 5 straight, but that trade is involved, and he has gotten each guy to be better and that team to be better. And Zach LaVine, who was already really good, to be better and an all-star. I don't know where it's going to wind up, Tony. Probably not making the playoffs this year, but I like the direction Billy Donovan's taking this team.
Happy trails to a goal or two for Keegan Kolasaw. The Golden Knights winger had 2 clear looks at a goal last night, and both times he was denied in superb athletic fashion by Minnesota goalie Cam Talbot. On the first one, Kolasaw's on a 2-on-1 breakaway, looks to have an almost certain goal, but Talbot slides across the net to make a glove save. On the very next sequence, Kolasaw lines up another clean shot, and this time Talbot stops it with his stick. Then in a shootout, Talbot blocked 3 Vegas shots, and Minnesota won 3-2. Talbot's now 6-1-1 in his last 8 starts, and Kolasaw is SMH, as the kids say.
Brother can't have a goal against this guy? The glove save, Tony. How do you get better than that? I mean, he just snatched this out of there. He's got to be ready to go up with both hands and his stick to celebrate a goal. That the Kembe Mutombo commercial is back. No, no, no.
One omission, the NBA has fined Kevin Durant $50,000 for what it called offensive and derogatory language in his social media interaction with Michael Rappaport. Quickly to the big finish, please.
Let's do it.
The Nuggets beat the Clippers. They're now 3-0 since getting Aaron Gordon. Is that significant?
Yes. The Nuggets are better. They know it. Their opponents know it. And they could be back in the conference finals, Tony. The remainder of Mets-Nats series has been postponed. I know you're unhappy about this.
I am unhappy. I want everybody to be healthy, but yes, I'm unhappy. I wanted to see those games. The NHL postponed the Canucks' next 3 games due to COVID. Your thoughts?
Tony, I mean, it's the same thing as the previous item we had. Players have got to be healthy, and there's no bubble. You can't ensure this. You just can't. Steve Young told KNBR Radio he believes the Niners' top choice is Zach Wilson of BYU, but doesn't see how they can get him. Do you?
I thought they wanted Mac Jones. That's what everybody's been saying for the last 4 days. I guess it depends on what the Jets do. They're 2, right? Last one. The Jazz can win their 21st straight at home tonight against your Bulls. Do you like their chances?
A lot. I like their chances. The Jazz seem to be right back on it.
Out of time. Try and do better the next time. And I'm Tony Kornheiser.
And I'm Mike Wilbon. Have a great weekend, knuckleheads. You can get the podcast on the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts.
Wes Henderson, shout out, and happy birthday, Greg Garcia.